If you have your Bibles with you this morning, here's a perfect seat for you. I feel like spitting when I preach today, and I need you right here. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles with you, open your Bibles with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Before we get into... You're funny. Before we get into the Word today... He's got his umbrella to protect him from my spit, okay? As we get into the Word today, I just want to remind you to come out on Wednesday night. We're doing a series on Wednesday night. It's called The Minister's Gig. And the acrostic for the gig is Growing in Grace. Amen? And we're building off of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. It says, as every man have received the gift... Even so, minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Amen. And also on Wednesday night, starting in the week after next, on the 27th, we have a service at a class at 6:30 upstairs in the big classroom for Celebrate Recovery. And what we're doing is anything you may need recovery from. Maybe you're an overspender. Hello? Maybe you're a procrastinator. Any procrastinators in the room? Maybe you're addicted to something. Maybe you have an anger issue. Amen? Whatever it is, it's recovered. The prophet Isaiah said, cast ye up, remove the stumbling block out of the way of my people. Amen. And what we're doing is we're helping people to remove stumbling blocks that are in their way. Amen. So the Bible says that who the Son has made free is free indeed. Well, he gives us all the ammunition we need to be free. Amen. But if we don't apply the Word, sometimes we stay stuck. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to be oiled with the oil of the Holy Ghost. I want to be loose as a goose. Amen? Yeah. Amen? I don't want to be any stuck-up old man. Amen? Are you with me? So today, that didn't have anything to do with the message, but we'll get into that now. But in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 14, God wants to remind us all that we all have parts to play in a big picture. And the adversary wants you to feel that your part isn't valuable. And when someone feels their part isn't valuable, they don't apply their part, and then the rest of the body suffers because their part is missing. God wants you to know how valuable you are and how important you are to others. Amen. That's why he says, as every man has received a gift, whatever gift God's bestowed upon you, you know, every man has received the gift, so, amen, we're to share it with others. Amen. So in our text today, verse number 14, the Apostle Paul, writing to his student Timothy, he says, of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to shew thyself approved, a workman, study to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. I want to stop here just for a second before I get into the message this morning. Yeah, these two men, when Jesus was risen from the dead, in Matthew 27 and around 52, 53 in that area, there was many that were risen with him that came out of the graves. And there was a misconception that this was the resurrection of the body of Christ. And so these false teachers were teaching people the wrong thing so that they wouldn't have any hope or any expectation for the coming of Jesus. Amen. They weren't, I'm not saying necessarily they purposely do that. And I want to go somewhere right now. The Bible says in the last days there's going to be tribulation that's around this world, okay? There's a great tribulation that coming. There's the thought of the pre-tribulation, mid-tribulation, post-tribulation. Let me say this to you. Amen. I believe we're pre-tribs. I believe that the trumpet's going to sound, the dead in Christ is going to rise. And let me say this to you. If you won't live for Christ, you're not going to die for him.
Amen.
Hello? But God wants me to correct something right now in the name of Jesus. And I want you to hear this and hear this clearly. There's this false teaching that's going forth that the vaccine is the mark of the beast. That's a lie from the pits of hell. It doesn't have anything to do with the Antichrist and the last days and the mark of the beast. Let me tell you this. You would have to deny Christ to accept it. And just because some people got a vaccine, that doesn't mean they're denying Christ. So bind that lie right now and the power and authority of Jesus' name. And there's no truth in it whatsoever. Amen. So I don't know about you, but I'm expecting his return to come really soon. Amen. So today we're going to get into verse number 19. He said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. The title of this morning's message is The Minister's Framework. We're going to look at the foundation, the fortitude, and the familiarity. Can't say that real fast 10 times. Hallelujah. Can we lift the word and make a declaration here? Because we're coming in agreement. Whether you want to or not, you're going to come in. We're going to come in agreement somewhere today. All right? Hallelujah. If two agree as touching anything that asks, it'll be done for them with the Father which is in heaven. So repeat after me. Say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Lord, for your word. And Lord, I'm grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it in this house to do. So Father, I pray, Holy Spirit, speak through me. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in this place. And Father, when all is said and done, all glory and honor and praise will be unto you. And we'll never cease to give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Where's my PowerPoint? Oh, it's not crooked on there. Never mind. So first we're going to look at the foundation. It was kind of interesting because when I came in this morning, Jackie had been putting this up on the PowerPoint. And I never see the PowerPoint. I should pay attention to it. Sorry about that, honey. And she had it bent. It was all crooked. And then the Lord, when I was walking around here this morning, spoke to me about the foundation and how if you build on a foundation, a slanted foundation, your structure isn't going to stand. Right, your structure is going to fall. And God establishes things. He does things decently in order, and he establishes things. So first we want to look at the foundation of the minister. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 9, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, for we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder. He was a wise master builder because it was built by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And all scripture is inspired by God. It comes from the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. He says, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus, or Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon his foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Amen. And what the Lord is saying to us, we're building on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Jesus Christ is being the chief cornerstone. It's all about Christ Jesus. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life, and no man can come to the Father but by Jesus. So not only just we have the way to heaven through Jesus, but we have the way and the instructions of how to build the church, that he's the chief cornerstone. Amen. If you know anything about building, and you know anything about a cornerstone, what the cornerstone does is it keeps the wall straight. It keeps the wall square. Amen? Amen? And so this foundation can be structured and solid so that the winds of adversity will not knock it over. Amen? He says to us in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 19. The Apostle Paul says this. He says, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and whom the whole building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple of the Lord, in whom you are also built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Let me say this. When God's speaking about his church, this is just the building where the church meets. We're the church. We're the body of Christ. And God wants us to be connected to one another. Amen. I think one of the things the Lord wants us to understand is the others have something that I need and I have something that others need. Amen. Amen. And sometimes the adversary tries to steal your value and your worth to say, well, you don't have value and worth, and he's a liar and the father of all lies. If you were the only one, Christ would have still died for you. That's love. That's amazing love of God. Amen. And he loves us and receives us just as we are. So in 1 Timothy chapter 6, with this in mind, the Apostle Paul says this. Verse number 17. He said, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Amen. So first we have the foundation, the apostles, the prophets, with Christ being the chief cornerstone, and we're all built it together for a holy habitation of the Lord. It's kind of interesting to me, the way God is. You know, it's like when we come to praise and worship him, he inhabits the praise and worship of his people. And so many times we get off of worshiping and praising God, we make it about other things. We've gathered for one purpose in this house, to glorify and to magnify the name of Jesus. And to glorify and magnify the name of Jesus that's in you. Amen. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. That God is doing something inside of you. That you're a work in progress. That he's ever working on you. And he's ever transforming you. And he's ever changing you. Just he is like me. I was just sharing a little while ago. You know, I had this sinus issue. And I checked my temperature and I was 97. I'm a pretty cool pastor, so okay? Data, does 97 mean I'm cool? Okay. But first, there's the foundation that we have to recognize how valuable and that we have Christ. No matter what we're going through, we're never going through anything alone. He's ever present in the time, very present help in the time of need. You know, so as we're looking at that, he says, secondly, I was looking at the fortitude. That the Lord was speaking to my heart, fortitude is courage in the midst of adversity. That we're brave when we go through stuff. He says, be of good cheer. Amen. He said, in this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. So when we look at that, in Psalms 33, what I was thinking about, my courage, if faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, verse number 11, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he have chosen for his own inheritance. We have a nation that needs to come back to God. We have a nation that's turned from God and put our hope and trust in material things. And God is saying, I want my church to return. Come back to me, my bride. I've called you and anointed you, and I appointed you for a time such as now. I have a plan and purpose for your life, and I will not change my mind concerning you. I'm calling for the nation to return unto him. I'm not speaking in what to what I'm seeing. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. If you want to see something happen, start prophesying towards it. Start speaking towards it. Don't feed all the adversity. It gets enough. Don't feed the enemy. He has enough. Amen. I'm feeding the answer, and the answer is Jesus. So it reminds me that no matter what I'm going through, in Hebrews chapter 13, what are we doing? We're building up courage, fortitude. In Hebrews 13, verse number 6, the Word of God says this. He says that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, and who have spoken unto you the Word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, and today, and forever. Amen. 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 God's calling for us to have some courage in these last days. Amen. And when God says to do it, we just do what he says. Amen. We don't have to give an account what happens when we do it. We have to give an account for doing it. Are you listening to me? Amen? Sometimes when we are ministering, we don't see the fruit that we like to see. But the Lord reminds me, one sows, another waters, and another harvests, and God gets the glory in it through it all, that we all celebrate together. Amen? 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 So when I was looking at this, in James chapter 1, verse number 16. James says this. He says, do not err, beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Amen. So what he's talking about, the minister's framework, amen, Even as everyone has received the gift, either so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. I'll just throw that in. That's Wednesday night, but it works here too. That we have the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Through God's word and through his promises, we have the fortitude. We have courage in the midst of adversity.
Yes.
And thirdly, we have the familiarity. To be acquainted with something. Amen? And it's kind of difficult to be in a relationship with someone you're not acquainted with. Hello? So with that in mind, in Nahum, chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse number 7. The Lord is good. Look at the one next to you and say, the Lord is good. A stronghold in the day of trouble. Look at the one next to you and say, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knoweth them that trust in him. Say, he knows them that trust in him. Are you trusting the Lord? He says, trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct our paths. Amen? In other words, God is familiar with us. He's familiar with our faith and our trust in him. It's kind of difficult for God to give you something that you do not believe that he'll give you. Hello? He says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For they that come to God must believe that he is God, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Amen? So as we're asking the Lord's not looking at our words, what we're asking for. He's looking at our heart. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks upon the heart. Am I trusting him? Am I believing him with my whole heart? I love what the prophet Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 33. Many of the children of God were in the captivity, in prison. And guess what? God's just about ready to set them free.
Yes, he is.
Amen? Amen? He says in verse 11, he said, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever, and of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. What is a sacrifice of praise? A sacrifice of praise is praising him for the answer before you ever got it. Faith is the substance of the things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. So in the same light, I'm not just giving him thanks, I'm praising him for the answer.
Amen?
I guess what? What does he say? He inhabits the praises of his people. He said, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land, as at the first, saith the Lord. In other words, there's a big release. There's a big setting free. Amen? And don't you think that our nation needs to be freed?
Yes.
Our nation that's gone into captivity, whether they recognize it or not, they're prisoners of things of this world. Amen? And he says to us in Galatians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul, the apostle poses this question, and this is a challenge to anyone that has fallen back to their old ways. God says, old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new. The apostle Paul said in verse number 9, but now after that you have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage. I think the biggest prison to the church today in these last days is the spirit of religion. Amen. And I believe God wants to set the church free. Amen. Amen. I believe God wants us to worship him and praise him and glorify him and exalt his name. I believe that signs and wonders and miracles are going to follow them that believe. Amen. In his name, we're going to cast out devils. We're going to speak with new tongues. We're going to take up servants. If we drink any deadly thing, it's not going to harm us. We're going to lay hands on the sick and they're going to recover. Amen. God wants us to get this in our hearts and our minds. This is an expectation. This isn't we're hoping this happens. Oh, I hope that this happens. Well, guess what? If you're hoping that something happened, there's no faith involved with hope. Faith is saying it's already done. Amen. Am I one of those faith preachers, you think? I've seen God do so much. He's just beginning.
That's right.
Amen. It's just beginning. It's a wonderful time to be serving God. Amen. Have you ever seen the world more in a need for an answer than now? Since the beginning of time, it's never been in a place where there's only one place to look, and his name is Jesus. Jesus is the answer for every problem, for every circumstance, for every situation, for every storm. Hallelujah. So in closing today, we find the foundation, the fortitude, the familiarity, but also we're looking at the forsaking. Isaiah chapter 55. Verse number 7. The prophet said this, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. So in closing today, what is God saying to you and I today? The minister's framework, the foundation has been laid. The apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Through the help of the Lord, we have fortitude. We have courage in the midst of adversity. Because we have familiarity with the one we serve. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, there's familiarity, there's communication. Amen. And if faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, we need to continually communicate his word. But the Lord said for us to forsake. We have a tendency in the world we live in to pick up the things of the world that look good, but truthfully aren't good at all. Hello? Hello? Amen? Amen. And we have to recognize that God has given us the power to overcome every weapon the enemy tries to form against us. The word of God declares, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that riseth up, I shall condemn. Amen. That's my heritage as a child of God. God wants you to recognize who you are in him. God wants you to recognize no matter what, it's not just about in this room, wherever you go in your workplace and your home, wherever you're at, you represent Christ wherever you are. Amen. He says to let his light so shine before you that men may see your good works and give him all the glory. Amen. 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 God, we're in it. Guys, we're in it together. Amen. I don't know about you, but I've always been a winner. I always had a positive attitude. I've always had a winning attitude. And ever since I've been serving Christ, I've been a winner. I've had a winning attitude. Because I read the book, I read The End of the World, and I know what takes place. I know that I'm victorious. I know that I'm going to win every battle. Amen. 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 I know that I never go through anything alone. Amen. Oh, he's my very present help, church. Amen. But God wants everyone in the room to know that he has a plan and purpose in your life. He says, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for good, for peace and expected end. Amen. 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 So no matter what it's looking like, no matter what it seems like, recognize you stand on God's word. Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for sending your word here to accomplish something in every heart and in every life. So Father God, in the closing moments of this service, maybe you're here today and you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Or maybe one time you've accepted him, but things of this world has come in and entangled you and entrapped you, and you desire to be set free. If that's you, would you slip in your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. I need Jesus. Is there anyone at all? I need Jesus. He says, behold, I stand at your heart's door and I knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. Will you open your heart for him? I see that hand. They put it down. Is there anyone else?
My Jesus, I need you now.
Praise your name, Jesus. Father, can we all just stand together?
May your grace look my way.
Hallelujah. Can we lift our hands to heaven?
To hear you sing.
You know, we used to play battle or cowboys and Indians or whatever. We had rifles and stuff for kids. And when we surrendered, we had to raise our hands. Huh? And what we're doing here in this is this is just an act of surrender. So, Father, you see every man and woman in this congregation today. You see everything each and every one is going through. Nothing has passed your notice, Father God. So right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that you meet each and every one right where they are. Be the glory and be the lifter of their heads, their countenance, their spirits, Father God. Father God, encourage them, Father God. Encourage them, Lord Jesus. Encourage them, Father God. The adversary has come to try to steal joy. I speak forth joy unspeakable and a fullness of glory in hearts and lives, Father God. We celebrate you in this house today. We celebrate victory. We celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing and all that you've done and everything you're going to do. Now be with us, Father God. Be with us as we go our ways. Be with each and every one. May we all fellowship together. May we communicate with one another. May we love one another. And Father, we'll never cease to give you all the praise and the glory. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.